This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about, well, first of all, whatever it is you want to discuss, because you can call in and take control of the airwaves, but also this Operation Choke Point, the idea that bureaucrats, the FDIC, and other government agencies are pressuring, like banks, for instance, to shut down accounts for certain industries like gun dealers or payday lenders, and some are even claiming conservative talk hosts or opinion people on YouTube.
Conservative media.
Yeah, conservative media. At least that's the claim of a caller who called in earlier tonight. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We can continue that discussion, and just wanted to let you know, Mark, in the Discord chat, Footmatic says, Mark needs to grow his hair out again. He looks like my grandfather, who is always pissed off.
I had the strangest experience with this new haircut. So, you know, for those that don't know, I had dyed my hair green for this
charity.
Yeah, this charity, this orphanage that we raise money for. Go to hope.freetalklive.com if you want to find out more. And after the Anarchapulco, I'm like, I've had enough of having green hair. I've fulfilled all that I need to do. And so I had him buzz it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, not super low or anything, but pretty low. Low to the point that it's kind of hard to comb, if you get the idea. It's probably like 1/4 inch, maybe 1/2 inch, somewhere in that range.
Maybe a little longer than like a number 2 or something. It's not very long at all.
My dad was 41 years old when I was born. Mm-hmm. He was kind of an older guy. And he, like, his whole life had a butch haircut. My whole life had a butch haircut. Rode a motorcycle, smoked cigarettes, you know, the whole thing. And he's kind of a ruddy complexion guy. Turns out I am too. I'm not actually related to my father, for those that don't know. I'm adopted.
Okay.
But I looked up from the bathroom at, you know, when I was in Acapulco, I just, you know, shortly after I got my haircut, I looked up, saw myself in the mirror, and thought for just a moment, I had seen my father. I'm like, God, are you kidding? Like, I was just stunned. I'm not even related to this guy, but I look like him. And, yeah, I will not be keeping this butch haircut. It wasn't my preference to begin with. I was just sick of having green hair. I completely understand where you're coming from, gentlemen, and I will be growing it out. I think it's wrong for a guy of my age, of a certain age here, I'm 48 years old, who has a full head of hair to not display that out. Full head of hair, right? I mean, it's just kind of a rough thing. Doing the bald thing is for people who have good-looking skulls anyway, and I'm not one of them.
Yeah, I thought you could relate to that comment, so that's why I shared it here. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Officials,
if you want to see all this, you go to cam.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
And you can see us all in the studio.
Officials at the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, according to Forbes magazine, had to inform banks that they were overseeing that the government considered certain types of their customers high risk. And that means that the banks want to shut down your account, because if you're high risk, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something illegal. You know, selling guns, for instance, legally isn't an illegal thing to do, but they're closing down those accounts, apparently.
But what's the FDIC got to do with any of this? This is an organization that's supposed to pay you, the customer, if your bank goes under.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with these high-risk businesses?
They must be a regulator of some sort as well.
Right, because that's how it goes.
Yeah.
First they dangle the carrot in front of you, and then comes the stick.
Banks are incredibly sensitive to any type of pressure from federal regulators, and they know the regulators have enormous discretion. The new revelations are quite scary, because they show exactly what federal regulators can do with that discretion, even to law-abiding citizens. As one of the representatives Representatives points out, quote, in one example of blatant intimidation, a bank terminated its relationship with a legal business after threats from the FDIC. The bank eventually surrendered to the pressure, and when the bank notified the FDIC of the decision, they admitted that a risk assessment showed the business, quote, posed no significant risk to the financial institution, including financial reputation and legal risk, yet they still terminated the banking relationship. For years, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency officials have continually denied any wrongdoing, yet in the newly unsealed documents, we see proof of a conscious decision to work in conjunction with the FDIC against payday lenders, unquote. In fact,
payday lenders are, they don't like them because they charge too much interest. Well, there's a reason they charge too much interest.
They're dealing with the 50 risk. People.
Well, the people, yeah, the people that they're lending money to can't get a loan any other way. And the reason they can't get a loan in all likelihood is because they haven't paid loans back.
Right.
So, if you want somebody to give a loan to people who can't get loans, and loans can be used for lots of good reasons. But if you want somebody to give a loan to somebody who can't get a loan, then you need the payday lenders. Or you need to create a government program, which I believe is what the ultimate thing is we need to socialize lending now.
Evidence suggests that the highest-ranking officials at the FDIC were involved in Operation Chokepoint. On page 5, these facts are revealed. Point, in late 2010 or early 2011, the FDIC's senior Washington officials convene a meeting of all regional directors. At this meeting, the senior deputy director for the Division of Supervision and Consumer Protection, is that for a mouthful, informed them that, quote, if an institution in their region was facilitating payday lending, the regional director should require the institution to submit a plan for the existing business, unquote. These instructions the senior deputy director conveyed came from the sixth floor, a chairman and senior leadership of the agency. At the meeting, he conveyed the following message, quote, if a bank was found to be involved in payday lending, someone was going to be fired, unquote. Other sections of the unsealed document show that government officials undertook a concerted effort to stop bank owners from publicly revealing these regulatory shakedowns.
Yeah, we don't want to show that. We want the banks to be responsible, not us.
For instance, Mr. Brown, the associate director, responded that, quote, because of legal considerations, the FDIC has never expressly stated publicly that our supervised institutions aren't permitted to do business with payday lenders, but the payday lending guidance and our public posture makes clear that we view payday loans as extremely risky.
Well, so do payday loan operators.
Right.
When Deputy Miller inquired whether this hostility extended to having a deposit relationship with a payday lender, in addition to offering payday loans directly, Brown responded that, quote, we're doing more legwork on this, unquote, but that when such a relationship had been considered previously, the chairman was unhappy about that type of arrangement. And then it just goes on with more of this purported evidence that this all was real and existed, and they don't really get into any of their targeting of the gun agencies, but I guess the idea is that if they were doing this to the payday lenders, then they could have done it to any other industry that were politically unpopular.
Cryptocurrency aside, I've always said if you want to become the bank, starting a payday lending operation is probably the closest thing you'll come to it.
They are banks. They're banks for people who are unbanked, essentially. It's a way for them to cash checks, and their paychecks in a lot of cases, and to get loans. And all the things that banks do, these payday lenders, they do them.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think me and you could ever, become First National of Keene or anything like that, but we could have...
You can buy a bank. Okay. I mean, it's possible, but, you're probably right. If you're starting out the board of directors on a new bank, you don't want you and me on it. Yeah. That's for sure.
In other news about this Operation Chokepoint from the side of the world of cryptocurrency, CCN, which I presume stands for Cryptocurrency News, .com has a story claiming that Operation Chokepoint, and this was written back in 2014, had driven 30 industries into Bitcoin.
See?
So they list some different categories that are being pursued by the Department of Justice. Ammunition sales, cable box descramblers. Do those things still exist? coin dealers, credit card schemes, credit repair services, dating services. Now, we definitely have seen that happen, right? Where they've targeted, the escorts, basically, or the websites, which...
It's not dating.
But they targeted the websites that allowed people to post ads, not just Craigslist, but there were other ones that were...
Backpage.
That was it, Backpage. Okay. And they drove either those companies out of business entirely or drove them into the realm of only accepting cryptocurrency.
And I've used Backpage for, like, non...
Sure, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, they were legitimate competitors.
But they had other things there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were a legitimate competitor to Craigslist for a long time.
Right. Are they even still in business?
No.
Did they close down?
They were shut down by the FBI.
Right. All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Firearm sales, fireworks sales, get-rich products, lifetime guarantees, lottery sales, and a few more. Pharmaceutical sales, Ponzi schemes. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We can talk about what's going on in Cuba. Did you know they've got a new constitution? It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cuba done voted themselves a new constitution.
Woo!
Tell you about what that means coming up here in a little bit with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And don't forget, we've got video clips now over at clips.freetalklive.com. We had them in the past several years ago, and then, well, nobody's making money on it, so the person who was producing them stopped doing it. But we brought him out of retirement, and he's back at it now, and it's been great having video clips made out of Free Talk Live because it makes it easier to watch. Eric Freerock's the guy who's been putting these together, and he's done a great job putting in actual, like, more interesting things to watch in the videos than just us sitting here in the studio.
That's such compelling content.
Yeah.
Right. Three guys around a table.
Yeah. And so he's doing a good job with that and taking clips from our shows, our radio shows, and making videos out of them and putting them up on YouTube over at clips.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to that channel. It's his channel, Liberty Bits. And you can also follow us on social media, twitter.freetalklive.com. Get you to our Twitter. We post the links there. There's our Mastodon, which is a decentralized alternative to Twitter. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com and follow us on Mastodon, or follow our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. So if you want to see the Free Talk Live video clips, they are linked on all of those different social media.
Also, go there, like, subscribe, do the whole thing with on YouTube, because that's helpful to us and getting this this channel up and flying.
And more importantly, share the ones that you like, because they're easy. They're easy to share. They're small compared to a two-hour-long or three-hour-long podcast.
Much more consumable.
Exactly. So
make it go viral.
Yeah, maybe one of them will go viral. Who knows? You never know when it will and which one will, but the more we put out there, the more likely one of them will, and if you share them. So thank you for that. Check it out at clips.freetalklive.com. As we go to David, he's in New Mexico. David, listening online via TuneIn, go ahead.
Speaking of that, your friend made a clip out of when I was saying, he titled it, States Exist at the Pleasure of the Federal Government, or something like that. And he thumbnailed it with a historical map of the United States back in the days of the territories. I was laying out some history of the state of New Mexico in relation to why the state of New Mexico is such an oppressive place, more oppressive. The state of New Mexico government is more oppressive, I allege, than the federal government. And I was explaining it because of its history, that Spain had sent some conquistadors over here looking for gold, and they committed some genocide, and they followed the Rio Grande northward, which is right here in New Mexico territory. And one thing that I didn't put in there that's actually, I wouldn't mention this after you made a clip out of it. One thing that's very notable, but almost nobody knows, and it explains a lot, is a large percentage, and I don't know if that means 30% or 50% or 70%, but it was a large percentage of the Spaniards that came from Spain to Mexico and then ended up here in New Mexico. A large percentage of them were Sephardic crypto Jews, if you know what a crypto Jew is.
A secret Jew.
Yeah, they were secret Jews because they were persecuted in Spain and elsewhere in the Inquisition and at other times, and they volunteered or maybe were given options of, getting the hell out of here, meaning getting out of Spain to escape because the king and queen needed people that would volunteer to go to a dangerous unknown location to seek gold for the empire, and they were motivated to escape the persecution, and so they ended up here in New Mexico as practicing Catholics, but in every one of their houses in the hidden in the closet, hidden somewhere, were their old Jewish religious documents and artifacts and such like that. And to this day, in fact, Eddie Aragon, the guy that runs the Kiva radio station here that carried your program for a while, he's a crypto Jew, has a crypto Jew ancestry, and he says as much on the radio. And it has an influence to this very day, that patron system You know, the Spanish, the Patron system, the conquistador mentality, and the domineering Catholics, and then the, you know, I'm lacking an adverb for the Jewish side of it, but it all combined to make the treachery that is the state of New Mexico here in this little third world country.
Well, everybody thinks their state is worse than, you know, their government is worse than the other governments around.
But this one actually is. They're trafficking in small children. And in fact, they trafficked my children, and I proved it. At it with a unanimous win.
I'm telling you, it happens everywhere. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Every Department of Children and Families is corrupt. Every state is violent, whatever the history happens to be. And, of course, today, to suggest that New Mexico is worse than the federal government, I'm sorry, New Mexico isn't invading any other countries around the rest of the world.
They don't have an army.
Yeah.
If only there were a way to rank the states in such a way that you could tell which ones were best and which one were worse.
Well, there actually is.
You go to Cato, and Cato.org, and they've got a system for doing that. And you can actually weigh what you prefer and what's important to you, and you'll find the state that's most suited if that's what you want. And I think it's interesting.
The study is called Freedom in the 50 States.
Yeah, Freedom in the 50 States.
And it has its own website, not Cato.org.
But it's, I think you can get there through
you
Cato.
You might be able to, but if you just search for Freedom in the 50 States, it'll take you right.
Freedom in the 50 States.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it
5-0? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And New Hampshire will come out number one if you search in certain criteria, and New Florida will come out number one under certain criteria. And you know.
Look, but there's still corruption in both places.
If you want to smoke pot, you're not going to feel free in Florida or New Hampshire. Yeah. Though you're going to feel more free in some place like Colorado or Seattle or
Washington.
Seattle, Washington, or wherever. California.
Heck, Massachusetts.
Yeah, probably less so, but Massachusetts.
I don't know. Massachusetts might be the first state that gets the like the lounges. So in all the other places where that have legalized it in the United States, from what I understand, they don't yet have the marijuana lounge. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. Maybe, you know, maybe we're just so far from the West Coast we don't know, and they're doing it already in Washington or Colorado or something like that.
Right next to the hookah bar.
But yeah, like some place that you can go.
I've been to a couple of hookah bars, and it's really kind of a nice experience.
Okay.
Yeah, I dig it.
I've been. I just don't smoke, so I just hung out with my friends who were.
I generally don't smoke, but
hookah smoke isn't
Rome,
much like smoking.
Yeah. I get tired of it after a short while, too. It's like it's exhausting
after
a bit. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cuba, a place that we've paid a little bit of attention to over the years here on Free Talk Live. Of course, Fidel Castro, he ended up dying, right?
As we all do.
Yeah.
At some point or another, he will leap from the mortal coil.
Before he died, he gave up control of Cuba to his brother, Raul.
Who will also die.
Raul kind of changed things a little bit to give people a little bit more control over the property that they don't actually own in Cuba to allow them to, you know, decide what crops to grow, that kind of thing. So giving people a little bit more latitude. And now Cuban voters, according to AlJazeera.com, have ratified a new constitution within the last week.
And I'm sure it's really great, and they won't follow it either.
Well, let's talk about what it does, allegedly, here. Now, I don't think Al Jazeera is correct in saying that it legalizes the free market. It certainly doesn't do that, but that's what they're claiming. So we'll get into it coming up on Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed over a dozen people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, the death toll is rising. Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Also, there have been storm injuries and widespread damage across southern Georgia, and even more damage in parts of South Carolina, including near the capital city of Columbus and outside Charleston. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the program. There's a new constitution in Cuba. What does it mean? What does it actually say? We'll get into a little bit more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead.
So, earlier in the show, you were talking about how transgender athletes were trying to be accommodate those athletes so that they could participate and I guess make it fair.
In the Olympics.
And for some reason, this discussion seemed to click something in my brain to where you all may actually have a problem with this, and I guess I didn't catch the end of the discussion as far as what do you all recommend as a solution, because to me, you know, with pretty much every topic you all ever talk about, it's like whatever you want to do goes, however you want to live goes, Forkfest, you know, everything is A-okay as long as it doesn't interfere with me. So for some reason, the stance that I was hearing tonight may go against that principle, and so I just wanted clarification on that.
Oh, well, just because you think everybody should be able to do whatever it is they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else, doesn't mean you can't have an opinion about them doing the things that they want to do. It doesn't mean that, you know, we can't have an opinion about what the Olympic rules are. It's their organization. They can do whatever they want. I don't watch the Olympics, but it doesn't have anything to do with their positions on transgender. I just find it boring.
Yeah, I think that an organization that is non-governmental should be able to have whatever rules that organization wants. If you want my opinion on how that organization, how organizations generally, athletic organizations, should handle this, is I think they should have two divisions. They should have either one division that we either call women's or what I like to call double X. Because they should have to take a genetic test, and if they come out with two X chromosomes, they may participate in that particular division. If they do not have two X chromosomes, they then participate in the other division, which I will call open. At which point, you cannot dispute that everybody doesn't get an opportunity to participate as an athlete. The fact is that not all men are equal when it comes to athletics. I was born just simply not as athletic as your average guy, and I was never going to be in the Olympics. So the fact that somebody might have been born with two X and a Y chromosome or whatever doesn't mean that they are disadvantaged, because athletics is all about advantages and disadvantages from a genetic level and hard work.
Yeah, and I kind of second their position.
Simply allowing them to not participate in the sex they identify with, which of course I agree with you, would give them
disadvantage. No, not the sex they identify with. No. This is genetics. It's a genetic-based division.
I'm saying you disagree with them participating with the sex they identify with, correct?
Yes.
I only say that there should be two divisions, and one division should be for people who can produce two X chromosomes and only two X chromosomes, and the other division is for people who produce a different chromosomal variant.
Richie, it sounded like you wanted to...
I was agreeing with him, yes. Unlike Mark's solution, I proposed like the third division solution, which is genetically male, genetically female, and other... to keep the playing field as level as possible for all male participants, all female participants, and then those who self-identify as something other than one of those two.
So should there be some sort of an enforcement mechanism if the person is caught, you know, I don't even know how you could fake that kind of a test, but let's just pretend you could. And so you had someone that identified as a female that originally was a male, and they participate, and then they got caught later doing that. Should there be some sort of an enforcement mechanism to punish them?
Yeah, that would be you don't get to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, or you get
your gold medal,
and the silver medalist gets the gold medal.
Yeah.
So they should strip them of their medal.
Of course they should.
Yeah.
They stripped a lot of people, including Jim Thorpe, the world's greatest athlete ever. They took his medals from him for simply playing baseball.
Really?
To tie our discussion to a larger conversation, as long as it has to do with a private entity, you don't seem to have a problem with it. But when it comes to a government entity making these type of decisions, there is a problem. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because a government entity demands that you pay it, whereas the private entity does not demand that you participate in it. You can be an athlete without participating in the Olympics.
But you might be paying for the Olympics through your cable bill, or if you have cable, of course, or your internet bill. I mean, a portion of that may go to that indirectly. And so, let's just pretend if there was some sort of indirect contribution to this private organization, would you then feel as though you have more of a right to say what they do?
As a cable customer, I would feel like I have the right to stop having cable. But, you know, I mean, the Olympics, I would agree with you, the Olympics is pervasive. But I still think they have a right to, make up their rules. Whereas the government, on the other hand, is just an organization of force. And that's an entirely different situation. You can't opt out of the government.
Yeah, you can march your quarterback anything you want.
Mark, I'm so glad you're back. You bring balance to this show. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call tonight, Vernon. I think we all are kind of in agreement on this.
I know, but I have a unique ability on this show, Ian, to explain these ideas to people who are somewhat reticent and a little stiff-necked about them. Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, are like, screw you, the government at all, and the horses you all rode in on. Right? Like, that's what your shtick is, and that's how you do it. And, from my standpoint, that's not how I see it. I see these as organizations, and, I think Vernon brings up a really interesting point that some organizations are really pervasive, but ultimately, you don't have to watch the Olympics, you don't have to use Facebook, you don't have to use Google.
And you don't have to go to Cuba, but now maybe you'll want to. In fact, Mark, aren't you planning a trip down
there? I am planning a trip to Google.
Is that this year?
I mean, to Cuba. Yes, this year.
Oh, cool. That'll be interesting.
Yep. The folks from Freedom Fest are actually putting on a Cuban tour, and I figured,
Well,
if I'm going to go, I might as well go with those folks.
Right on. It's going to be interesting because things are changing over there in Cuba. I mean, now you've got the United States has less loosened the restrictions as of the Obama administration.
That's true, but they always could do business with Canada.
Sure.
Yeah, so, that's true. I mean,
you could like fly there from Canada too, right? Secretly or something like that in the past?
Yeah, if you really wanted to. Yeah.
Extra steps.
Yeah. If you wanted to get to Cuba as an American,
you could have. Yeah. But now it's easier, and that's a good thing because it means more people are going to go. More people are going to connect with the Cuban people from the United States, and that's a good thing. Yeah, that can
for
only
medical
result in
care.
Good.
Right. And I understand why many Cubans who are living in the United States are bitter about these things, but at some point or another, you just got to let it go.
So they signed up for a new constitution in a vote, which was very, very well attended. Apparently, over 80% voted in favor of the new constitution. It was approved by the National Assembly late last year. This, according to Al Jazeera, it enshrines private property.
Interesting.
And
shrines.
Yeah, and promotes foreign investment. State enterprise does remain the cornerstone of the economy, however, though the new constitution dictates that state-owned companies have autonomous management. So sounds kind of like China, almost there.
Yeah.
On the political front, the document limits the president to 2 consecutive 5-year terms, so no more lifetime presidencies. But does not open the door for Cubans to elect the president directly. The Communist Party remains the central political force in its one-party system.
Hey, that sounds a lot like China.
Jose Hassan Nives, editor of the non-state media outlet. Who knew?
Who knew? I imagine Cuba saw how China is pulling this off and said, well, we want some
we
of that.
Try that here.
Some of that sweet, sweet cheddar.
Yeah. Apparently, the non-state media outlet is named El Toque, told Al Jazeera, by legalizing economic measures put in practice in recent years, the new constitution adapts to a set of reforms that are already underway. So basically, this is making it official what they've already been doing, which is to say, allowing private property in Cuba.
So no eminent domain?
No, I don't think
that kind of private property.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're not going to
two private property?
Actual private property, sorry.
All right, more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here in these remaining moments on the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Richie, what is your podcast?
Oh, The Anarchist Experience at anarchistexperience.com.
And it's you and a co-host, right?
Yep. His name's MC. He is currently on a ranch in California doing manly things to earn an eagle.
Excellent. An eagle
ring.
What is that?
Like Eagle Scout kind of stuff?
No. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, check out The Anarchist Experience. Also airs on LRN.fm. Yep. TheAnarchistExperience.com?
AnarchistExperience.com.
Thank you. So no The. AnarchistExperience.com for more of Richie Rich. It's a weekly show.
Yep.
All right.
About an hour a week.
Subscribe, hit that up, and check that out. So we're talking about Cuba and the vote that, according to Al Jazeera, was 84.4%, and about 87% of the voters voted in favor of the new constitution, which, according to the story, enshrines private property. It legalizes private property and promotes foreign investment, which they say brings it in line with the economic reforms the Cuban government has implemented to encourage entrepreneurship and investment over the past several years, which is a good thing. You know,
so the next despotic government can take over all that investment and private property that they doled out.
Well, I mean, certainly that could happen, but hopefully they won't kill the golden goose. You know, things have been pretty bad in Cuba from what we've read. Now, none of us have actually been there. Mark, you'll be going there later this year at some point. So you'll, I'm sure, be calling us from down there and giving us the scoop.
As best I can.
On what things are actually like down there. Because, you know, until you actually go, you have to rely on what other people say.
Of course.
You have to rely on the mainstream media or somebody that you might happen to have known who has gone there. We know Carlos Miller from formerly from Photography Is Not a Crime, one of the great websites that unfortunately has, I don't know if it's shut down, but Carlos got rid of it. And I'm not sure what its current status is. It was a great site at one time.
I thought it got usurped before he got rid of it. Like someone took it over.
There was some drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely some drama. He went to Cuba and kind of was posting updates on social media from down there and said the internet was god-awful. Even at, like, the fancy 4- or 5-star hotel or whatever it was, the nice hotel that he was at, the internet was just spotty at best, and when he did have access, it was slow. However, that's also something that's changing in Cuba. According to the Associated Press, there's a big change where people in Cuba are now getting access to the internet on cell phones. And for people that haven't had that,
yeah,
that's a huge step forward.
The internet's a dangerous thing for governments.
Right.
Free people get a taste of freedom and they like it. But generally, we are a species that likes freedom.
After a tornado had slammed Havana's, the AP in late January, Miguel Ramirez complained on Twitter that authorities were threatening to evict him from his damaged home. A week later, he said the government changed its mind and would help him rebuild the house. Jorge Luis Leon used the official Twitter account of a Cuban vice president to request that hospital waiting rooms have seating for family members, while a group of young people launched Sube, a ride-hailing app for the aging American sedans that ply the streets of Havana. In the 2.5 months since Cuba allowed its citizens internet access via cell phones, fast-moving changes are subtle but palpable as Cubans challenge government officials online, post photos of filthy school bathrooms, and drag what was one of the world's least connected countries into the digital age.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before they get that connected, though.
Communist authorities, in turn, are having to learn how to deal with more visible pressure coming from outside of party-controlled popular and neighborhood committees. Life has changed, said Alberto Cabrera, age 25. He's part of the team that developed the Sube app. He says, you see it when you walk down the street. The other day, looking from the roof of my house, I could see that a neighbor had mobile internet service, as did the person in front and the person beyond him. You never saw that before, he said. In the first 40 days since December 6th, when people could start buying internet access packages for 3G service, 1.8 million Cubans on the island of 11 million purchased the services. A government report.
Money.
Wherever they can.
Yeah.
A government report last week said about 6.4 million residents use the internet and social networks. Previously, all Cubans could use, nearly all Cubans could use mobile phones to link only to their state-run email accounts. Can you imagine state-run email accounts?
Sure, we have it in prisons here in the United States.
Yeah, right. Unless they connected to the internet at a limited number of government-sponsored Wi-Fi spots. So it's opened up quite a bit. Now, I suspect the government's still the organization running the internet access. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it an open internet where they have access to, like, all the World Wide Web, or
I'm
is it
sure.
kind of like firewalled off?
That's an excellent
like
question. Claudia Cuevas, 26, university professor, member of the Sube team, says, we're in a process of learning about how to use the data packages.
We can't let them on Facebook because they'll influence American elections.
Oh, no.
She says, before, you went to the park with Wi-Fi zones once a week to communicate with your family. The history of the internet in Cuba has been rife with tensions and suspicions since it began in the 90s. Cuba's government accused Washington of blocking its access to the fiber optical cables near the island, forcing it to use an expensive and slow satellite service. It was only in 2011 that Cuba got access to the submarine cable with the help of Venezuela. And it wasn't until 2015 that the general population gained access through the opening of Wi-Fi points in hundreds of parks. Critics of the communist government said it resisted giving Cubans free access to the internet because it feared a free inflow of information. And government supporters said it was fighting efforts by Washington to undermine their communist system and revolution.
Right, it's revolution.
Waking up in the future.
They really love that whole revolution thing.
It's still going.
You don't have a revolution anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're the status quo. You're the man. You're the one that they want to have a revolution against now.
According to the story here, people questioned by the AP agreed that using the internet's become more practical since the recent arrival of cell phone access. They're moving from state telephone company ETECSA to WhatsApp, searching for information on the internet and reaching out to government officials through Facebook and Twitter. A DJ, Julio Luisan, who has a YouTube channel for a year called Techno Like Cuba, said he's noticed the impact. Quote, previously the country with the most subscribers to my channel was Spain, followed by the United States, and Cuba third. Now, he says, his highest numbers are Cubans. Guerra said, however, there are still many limitations from both outside and inside Cuba. For example, there are obstacles facing local developers who want to enter their products on the Google Play Store. And in Cuba, developers face a paralysis in the delivery of operating licenses so they can work within a legal framework.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So there you go right there.
Some level of government control going on here. The Cuban president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, opened a Twitter account in December. Or prior to December, and recently ordered all his ministers and leaders to do the same, but many of them only retweet official messages or propaganda slogans without providing their own content or answering anyone's questions. Díaz-Canel has repeated the importance of the internet and says Cuban authorities are working on websites and platforms to provide government services, such as requesting a birth certificate or being able to fill in government forms that now must be done by hand. Isn't that cute?
They can use Twitter to petition your government for redress now?
Apparently. And an example of growing the use of the internet and social media was the reaction via Facebook and Twitter to a tornado that devastated half of Havana in late January. Residents used the platforms to assess the damage and organize solidarity. The combination of internet access and social networks, quote, is a channel that people can use to say things as they are directly. We need this, or this is happening. It cannot be blocked, and people must see it as a way to express themselves and say what they think. So I think that's wonderful. I really do. I think it's encouraging to see that not only does Cuba have private property enshrined in their constitution now, but in December they got access for anyone who's willing to pay for it now through their cell phone provider to personal internet access. We don't know about restrictions on what they can access, but we know that it's a heck of a lot more than they ever had access to.
It's definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I support it. I feel for Cubans that are alive today living in America whose property is owned by the Cuban government, controlled by the Cuban government, mm-hmm. and they're angry.
Never going to get it back, sorry.
They're just not.
But there must be a way to return it to the original owner.
Well, the original owner is probably not the Cuban who is complaining about it. It's probably some drop of Indian blood somewhere in some person. You know, that's the difficulty with property. It's been around a long time, and lots of people have killed each other over it.
And the funny thing is, I think we were talking about the rankings of economic and personal freedom, and I don't think Cuba was on that list. It was one of those countries that wasn't on the list.
It's probably too complicated.
Yeah. So, but it's still good news. Glad to see it happening, and we'll know more, I guess, Mark, when you get down there later on this year. More coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.